Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and today I want to welcome you to the show because I want to wish you a very happy new year. And also, I have a solo episode for you. I've missed you guys, and here I am. Today, we are going to talk about, principles still to succeed. But we're talking about dreaming big and what that means. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Dreaming big. Well, I want to talk about what it means to allow yourself to dream big. Allowing yourself to imagine and fantasize about the kind of life you would like to have, or you would like to live, and the kind of money you would like to earn and have in your bank account. Because all great entrepreneurs begin with a dream of something wonderful and different from what they have today. So come with me. Imagine for a moment that you have no limitations on what you can do, what you can have, or what you can do in life. Just for a moment, imagine that you have all the time, all the money, and all the education, all the experience, all the friends, all the contacts that you need, all the resources, and everything you would ever need to achieve something you really want in life. If your potential was completely unlimited, what kind of life would you want to create for yourself and for your family? That's a serious question to ponder, y'all. So let's do a little exercise. Let's practice what is called backwards thinking, right? Steve Jobs says it's easier to connect the dot looking backwards. So what we're going to do is this powerful technique. We're going to look into the future, envision the life that you want, and then kind of bring it back to today on the actionable steps and the things that you can do to actually get there. So this is used regularly by high performers in every field, in every area. So you're thinking, again, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Warren Buffett, Kevin Hart. You're thinking these high-end elite individuals. And this method is amazing because it affects the way you think and how you do things. So here's how it works. You project yourself forward 5 years into your mind's eye. Imagine that 5 years have passed and that your life is now perfect in every aspect, in every area. Now, let me ask you, what does it look like? What are you doing? Where are you working? How much money are you earning? How much do you have in the bank? What kind of a lifestyle would you have? Is your life perfect? Is it amazing in every aspect? Now, create a vision for yourself for the long-term future. The more clear you can make your vision of health, happiness, prosperity, the faster you can move towards it. And believe it or not, the faster it will move towards you. When you create a clear mental picture of where you are going in life, you become more positive, more motivated, and more determined to make it a reality. You trigger your natural creativity and you start to come up with amazing ideas after another to help make your vision come true. You always tend to move in the direction of your dominant thought, right? Because you become what you think about. So you're always moving in the direction of your dominant dreams, your dominant images, and your dominant visions. You know, whatever you hold dear to your mind and clear and precise in your brain, you move in that direction effortlessly without you even thinking. So the very act of allowing yourself to dream big dreams actually raises your self-esteem. It causes you to like and respect yourself even more. Dreaming big dreams improve your self-concept and increases your level of self-confidence. That's huge because we need confidence to be able to push forward, to know, to have faith that what we're aiming for is going to come back to us. Dreaming increases your personal level of self-respect and your personal level of happiness. There is something about dreams and visions of the future that is really exciting. Think about it. It stimulates you to do and to be better than you have been before. Here's a great question for you to ask and to answer over and over again while you are in this process of dreaming big. As we begin the year, we want to think how we want to spend the rest of the year. How big can we dream? What can we actually accomplish? Because we're not accomplishing enough because we're not dreaming big enough. So here's the question to bear in mind. What one thing would you dare to dream if you knew you could not fail? If you were absolutely guaranteed success in any one thing in life, large or small, short-term or long-term, what would it be? What one great thing would you dare to dream if you know you could not fail at it? Whatever it is, write it down and begin imagining that you have achieved this one great goal already. Then look back to where you are today. What would you have done to get to where you want to go? This is the connecting the dots looking backwards, right? What steps would you have taken? What would you have changed in your life? What would you have gotten into or gotten out of to achieve this goal? Who would you deal with? Who would be in your circle? Who would you talk to? Who would you no longer talk to, right? If your life was perfect in every respect, what would it look like? Whatever it is that you would do differently, if you had no limitation, I dare you to take the first step today towards that. Dreaming big is the starting point of achieving your goal of financial independence, if that's what it is for you. The number one reason that people never succeed financially is because it never occurs to them that they can do it. They never dream. As a result, they never try. They never get started. They continue to go around in financial circles, spending everything they earn, zipping right through zero, right? As Jim Rohn would say it. With credit card these days, it's easy to zip through zero and get into debt. But when you begin to dream big dreams about financial success, you begin to change the way you see yourself in your life. You begin to do things differently, gradually, one piece at a time, one bit at a time, until the whole direction, the whole trajectory of your life changes because of those dreams. You know, if you don't ask, you don't receive. If you don't dream big, like you want to make this substantial amount of money, then you won't achieve it because it's not in your forethought. You're not thinking about it. Therefore, you're not attracting it, or you're not taking you're not allowing your creativity to give you ideas on how to attain it because it doesn't exist. You cannot hit a target you do not have, right? Big dreams is the starting point, again, to financial success and becoming a self-made millionaire. That's the goal. If that's not your goal, then what are we doing here? What's the point of all this? Because we want to be successful financially. So not only we can be comfortable and live a affluent, comfortable life, but also to help those around us. Imagine, say, you want to pay towards a charity. You cannot give what you don't have. You cannot say you're going to donate $300 a month to a charity, to a church, if you're not making that as an income, as a revenue. You're not dreaming big enough. Self-made millionaire. And it starts with dreaming big. If you are trying to get ready and you're building a business, you got to dream bigger than you are now. Think about what your goal is and multiply that 50 times over. That's how big you should be dreaming. A lot of us are dreaming way too small. And because we're dreaming small, we're only receiving small. So I urge you to dream big. All right, morning enthusiasts, that is it for today. It is short and sweet and impactful. I would love to hear your comments. Do respond to us. We are on social media. Like and subscribe and tell a friend about this podcast, because this year we are taking it off and we are going to do great and amazing things in terms of starting businesses and setting in place the right principles, the right knowledge necessary to grow your business and also to be a better human being. All at once, because we want to set success habits. We want to set good habits to automate our effectiveness in life. So next episode, I am going to talk about the power of being prepared for your big break, being prepared for opportunities, being prepared for fortune, because life is not going to waste an opportunity on you if you're not prepared and ready for it. So stay tuned. Next solo episode will be on preparation. I'll see you soon, morning enthusiasts. I love you. I'll see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Stay blessed.
All right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.